be sad. Tell me all your thoughts on God. Tell me, am I very far? Must have been late afternoon. On our way, the sun broke free of the clouds.
Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
Sorry, one second, I'm super sorry.
It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh, oh boy. One second. I'm almost ready. As you can hear, we're not in a... Jeepers creepers. We're not on the roof. But, I was rushing back here. I'm super sweaty. I'm trying to find a towel to wipe my face so I can read the news. I'm at home. The shortened version. Oop. Dropping stuff. The short version is that today is the first day of early voting in Travis County in Austin. There are 14 constitutional amendments on the ballot here, and then two local county propositions. I spent a chunk of the morning researching them, and then it was time to go. I had errands to run. My car has a bunch of lights on it, and so I took the car to get work done, and then I was walking home, and I saw the polling place, and I said, oh, yeah. And so I went into the polling place to vote, and then I realized, oh, shoot, I got a show to do. And now I'm here. So, sorry for the delay. I think I started pretty close to on time, which I think is pretty awesome. One second here. We're going to just SSH over to... SDF. So, oh yeah, I guess I can tell you that while it's loading up. If you want to chat and hang out during the show, all you gotta do is SSH over to sdf.org. You can use tty.sdf.org if you want. Once you do that, launch Commode chat. Just type C-O-M, press enter, then press G for go to, and then type Anon Radio, all lowercase, all one word. Boom. You will be amongst the few, the proud, the Anon Radio, the news hounds. Let's get in here, pull it up. Let's push R to see what's going on. Here we go. Quentin has zoned back in. Jeff's getting some pluses. Shout out to TX, who took off. Ratsu in the house, WX boss. The Z-Man is ramming up lunch. Heck yeah. I always am up for a good rammed up lunch. I'm guessing he was rapping. Havoc in the house, Koyo in the house, shout out. Let's see. So SDF is named after the first Macross installment, which is the start of an extremely long-lived franchise. In keeping with the theme, I'm thinking of naming the small net I'm thinking about for general public use, SFW, with something to have to do with fold crystals. Ah, nice. I'm going to open up this Arizona iced tea. I hope you could hear that. Let's see what's going on. Cool. Zohoff, Reitsu, Jay LaMoth in the house. Welcome, welcome. Boom. All right, we are live. We are cooking. We're grooving. We're cooking. I got news for you, buddy. I got a bunch of news for you. And guess what? I was able to scale down the death and destruction, at least the Gaza death and destruction, because there is... I always wondered how people lived in the Second World War, knowing about all these atrocities going on, and always just said, oh, well, people just didn't know. But it's like, nah, I could see how it would work now, because it feels like that's what's going on today. It's like, there's all these atrocities happening, the whole people being wiped out, and yeah. So let's do it. Let's bring in the news. So let's get into it. First story, fresh death and destruction. 15 killed, over 100 injured in a Bangladesh train crash. At least 15 people have been killed with 100 others injured in Bangladesh after two trains collided. Wait, I want to make sure. I'm on. Yeah, I'm on. Life is good. I just haven't seen the MNW is live thing yet. Anyway, it'll happen. Two trains collided on Monday. The crash in the eastern city of Bairab saw a freight train smash into a passenger train traveling in the opposite direction, derailing two passenger carriages. We have recovered 15 bodies. Many are injured. A government administrator has said, and he's from Bairab, which lies about 60 kilometers northeast of the capital of Dhaka. The death toll will rise, he said, with rescuers reporting they could still see bodies crushed and trapped under overturned coaches. Thanks, Quentin. Appreciate you. And Ratsu. At least 100 people were injured. The accident took place around 4 p.m., and it occurred when one train entered the same line as the other. Train accidents are common in Bangladesh and are often caused by poor signaling, negligence, old tracks, or other run-down infrastructure. Much like we've been seeing around in the U.S., a lot of train derailments and bridge collapses. Negligence or not keeping up with your infrastructure can lead to these kind of mass death events. Really, really horrible, tragic event there. An off-duty pilot accused of trying to crash an Alaska Airlines flight. Uh-oh, check this out. I like flying Alaska. They have direct flights from Austin to Seattle and to Portland. But uh-oh, an off-duty pilot's been charged with 83 counts of attempted murder after he allegedly tried to crash a plane during a flight on Sunday night. The suspect was sitting in the cockpit of an Alaskan Airlines flight behind the captain and first officer. A police booking document named the suspect as Joseph David Emerson. The flight was on its way from Everett, Washington to San Francisco, California, and with 80 passengers aboard. It was diverted to Portland. This is interesting. 80 passengers, attempted murder for 83, and there were two pilots. So I guess they only had one crew person. It was diverted to Portland, Oregon, and the suspect was subdued without incident. In a statement, Alaskan Airlines said that off-duty pilot was traveling in the flight deck jump seat when he unsuccessfully attempted to disrupt the operation of the engines. Crew members on Alaska Airlines Flight 2059 reported the incident to air traffic control. In a recording of air traffic control communication, one of the pilots was heard saying, "We've got the guy that tried to shut the engines down out of the cockpit, and he doesn't sound like he's causing any issue in the back right now. I think he's subdued," the pilot added. "He requested police presence as soon as we got on the ground and parked." The flight, operated by Horizon Air, was scheduled to take off at 17:25 local time and arrive in San Francisco at 19:30. However, the flight was diverted to Portland and eventually took off from there to its intended destination. All passengers were able to travel on a later flight. "We are grateful for professional handling of the situation," is what the airline said. They didn't say what happened. To me, in my head, I'm imagining this guy getting drunk and then being like, oh, look out, I cut the engines off. And them being like, oh no, he tried to kill all of us. But maybe, maybe not. You never know. He might have been like, I'm going to kill everybody. My wife left me. Let's see what's going on. Koyo says, you want to peek inside the X-ray spectrum free electron laser while it's powered up to 40 teravolts? Or TeV, I guess? Sure. What could possibly go wrong? Quentin, those of us who are sight impaired appreciate that. Let's see what was Quentin saying. Scrolling up. You made me jump. I didn't know you were going live. Okay, I guess that was it. I don't know what the deal was. Anyway, all right, let's keep going. So a pilot tried to kill everybody. That's not so good. A Nashville police chief's son is wanted in the shooting of Tennessee police officers. That blue-on-blue violence. Oh, fantastic, Quentin. Good job. Use the big emote. A manhunt for the son of Nashville's police chief has been launched after he was accused in the shooting of two police officers outside a Dollar General. The man, 38, allegedly opened fire at two police officers who were investigating a stolen vehicle outside the store on Saturday afternoon in La Vergine. Sorry. I'm drinking my peace tea. Oh, it's not. It is. It's peace tea. It's not Arizona. Oops. Grabbed the wrong one. Oh, well. One of the officers was shot twice in his groin and forearm, and another suffered injury in the rear of his left shoulder and was released on Saturday night. The first officer was kept overnight for observation and was in stable condition. Nashville Police Chief John Drake said his son was estranged, has called for his arrest. So, we'll see what's going to happen here, but, a cop getting his junk shot, or groin shot, is pretty darn funny. Hopefully, they get infected and no longer can work as policemen. In Brussels, there was a shooting. A gunman who killed two Swedes has escaped from a Tunisian prison. We may or may not have talked about this. Zauerhof prefers violence tea. I will always love a good little joke like that. So a gunman who shot dead two Swedish football fans in Brussels last Monday had escaped from a prison in Tunisia. Belgian prosecutors say that Lassoud, had been sentenced to 26 years in prison in 2005, reportedly for crimes including attempted murder. He escaped in 2011, managed to board a small boat, and arrived on the Italian island of, you guessed it, Lampedusa. Lampedusa, the tiny little island that gets more refugees overnight than live there. Lassoud eventually moved to Belgium, where he applied for asylum. When rejected, he fell off the radar. The Tunisian authorities had asked Belgium to return Lassoud home in August 2022. Belgian officials received the request, but failed to process it. Belgium's Justice Minister, Vincent van Quickenborn, resigned on Friday over what he called a monumental and unacceptable error with dramatic consequences. So this is some violence tea right here. An escaped convict flees to Europe, gets in, requests asylum. When it rejected, he just stays there and kills people. On the evening of Monday, October 16th, Lassoud, a 45-year-old man from Tunisia, started shooting passerbys with an assault rifle in central Brussels. He then chased people in the hallway of an apartment building where he shot and killed two Swedish football fans and injured a third. The IS group has claimed responsibility for the attack, the Islamic State. So, quite serious business. Thrigg is smoking the violence pipe. Welcome. Thrigg and Quentin. Jokesters. All right. Iceland's prime minister is to strike over a gender pay gap. I don't know if you've been living under a rock, or maybe you just didn't know this. There is a dramatic difference in the amount women and men are paid, and also the difference between whether or not the lighter your skin or the darker tinted your skin is, and perceived race, all these things, gender, ethnicity, sexual orientation, these all are things that mess up people's pay. And people who are women or who present differently than a white guy, almost always get paid less. Well, tens of thousands of women in Iceland, including Prime Minister Katrin Jakobsdottir, will refuse to work on Tuesday. There's so many words that are not in English, and I'm going to murder them. The Kvinnafari. It's Kilo Victor Echo November Alpha Foxtrot Romeo India. Oops. Space. Paste. Enter. R. All right, let's see what's happening. All right, I put the name in comm just in case. It's Women's Day Off, and it's been called a protest at the gender pay gap and gender-based violence. Fields in which women are the majority of workers, such as healthcare and education, will be especially affected. The planned walkout will mark the first full-day women's strike since 1975. Women and non-binary people have been urged to refuse paid and unpaid work on Tuesday, including household chores. Something that's a struggle in the community is that a lot of times non-binary people, they leave out, they're just talking to half of the non-binary people. So, and especially like in events like this, so it's kind of frustrating. But women and non-binary people have been urged to refuse paid and unpaid work, including household chores. I'll not work this day. Jeepers creepers. I'm so sorry for anybody's ears that were hurt like that. I breathed in to take a breath to continue talking and just started coughing up a storm. I'm sorry. I apologize. I hope everything's okay. All right, let's keep going. let's see. Fields in which women... According to the Icelandic Teachers Union, women make up the majority of teachers at every level of the system, including 94% of kindergarten teachers. Around 80% of workers for the National University Hospital of Iceland are women also. Hey, thank you. What about Faroe Island surnames? Oh, I don't know. All right, it's 1919 UTC, which means I want to remind you that in just 11 minutes, the Dubious Goals... Oh, now 10 minutes. The Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe, a fun show that airs every goddamn day at 1930 UTC, is coming up. Let's see. Sorry, I was spacing out. The Dubious Goals Committee, a fun show that airs every goddamn day right here on Anon Radio with Tobe. The Dubious Goals Committee, it will cure any ailment you have. If you perhaps have money trouble, listen to the Dubious Goals Committee. If you have headphones that you can play the Dubious Goals Committee out of, anywhere you place the headphones can be curative of all sorts of ailments. My toilet was leaking, so I just put my phone in the toilet while Dubious Goals was playing, and the leak stopped. My car wasn't running quite right. I put it inside the engine while the Dubious Goals Committee was running, and my car is quiet as ever. Anything that ails you, listen to the Dubious Goals Committee and find yourself cured. All right, now back to the news. Ooh. Oh yeah, note, the Dubious Goals Committee is not FDA approved. Billionaires should face a minimum tax rate, report says. The EU Tax Observatory said most people pay a higher rate than the super rich, who, it said, are able to use complex business structures for avoidance. It suggested a minimum 2% tax rate on billionaires' global wealth would raise $250 billion or 205 billion pounds a year. There are around 2,500 billionaires with a combined wealth of 13 trillion. The report by EU Tax Observatory, part of the Paris School of Economics, explained how successful efforts to ensure individuals and companies pay their fair share have been over the past 10 years. It said that the automatic sharing of the wealthy's account information across more than 100 countries had significantly reduced offshore tax evasion. However, billionaires are able to get away with paying tax rates as low as 0% due to frequent use of shell companies to avoid income taxation. Quentin Perineo, a senior advisor at the EU Tax Observatory, told the BBC that global billionaires structure their wealth so it doesn't generate a lot of taxable income. So yeah, pretty sad there. In Nigeria, 76 people were arrested for organizing a gay wedding. More than 70 young people were arrested on Saturday by security forces on charges of organizing a gay wedding in northeast Nigeria, where such unions are criminalized and violence against LGBT people is widespread. Same-sex marriage is illegal in Nigeria under a 2014 law and punishable by 14 years in prison. We apprehended 76 suspected homosexuals. At a birthday party organized by one of them who was due to marry his fiancée at the event. The arrest youth include 59 men and 17 women. Those are odd numbers, by the way. Lawyers for those arrested could not immediately be contacted for comment or confirmation. Intimidation of the LGBTQ community is rife in Nigeria, and in recent years, the security forces have carried out numerous raids. WX Boss has left. See you next time, WX Boss. Thanks for tuning in. If you do have paperwork you don't want to fill out, the DGC will magically fill it out for you, the success of which is not guaranteed. All right, so now something happy for you. There has been a majestic boat race that took place in Belgium. What that might look like? Well, let me tell you. There's no caption for this. Several people with vegetable-based headdresses climbed into giant gourds and paddled across a river. It's pretty exciting and pretty wonderful. If you can see, if you can observe, watch a video, I'll put a link in comm for you to check it out. It's pumpkins. This year we have pumpkins of more than 1,000 kilos. Holy cow. You can go to sdf.org/l/1dg. That's sdf.org/lima/1deltagolf. DG? DG. Not just for FetLife anymore. sdf.org/l/1dg. All right. What else is happening? Zorhoff saw this, and it was spectacular. Thank you for the encouragement there. Now, we do need these pumpkin boats, and we do need to get better at boating, all of us, because, unfortunately, rapid ice melt in West Antarctica now inevitable. Sea levels will be driven up no matter how much carbon emissions are cut. I love that this story is so matter-of-fact about such horrible stuff. Accelerated ice melt in West Antarctica is inevitable for the rest of the century, no matter how much carbon emissions are cut. The implications for sea level rise are dire, scientists say, and mean some coastal cities may have to be abandoned. The ice sheet of West Antarctica would push up the oceans by 5 meters if lost completely. Previous studies have suggested it's doomed to collapse over the course of centuries, but the new study shows that even drastic emissions cuts will not slow the melting. The analysis shows the rate of melting of the floating ice shelves in the Amundsen Sea will be 3 times faster this century compared with the previous century. Whew, man, we only got about 5 minutes to go, which means that the Dubious Goals Committee is quickly coming upon us, but I would be remiss if I didn't mention the other great shows that come on and on radio, like the Mix Remix from Harry Larry at 20 hours, followed by Organized Chaos at 2200 hours, and Stoke Sauce Radio Show at 00 UTC, followed by Free Flow at 0100. Free Flow, Nozomai, and Masawao. So tune into that. And then, of course, if you're up late or if you're in a positive time zone, positive UTC offset, you might be inclined to check out Chinese pop music with King Feng or Synth Battle Royale Review at 1100 UTC. And tomorrow being Tuesday, you get Hear Now the Words from Publius. So just check it all out. Go to an on-radio event and enjoy yourself. Live a good life. And and see what's happening. Quentin is reconsidering the earlier boat conversation. All right. A hologram revolution could be on the way. It's something that's cool and sad to me. At a zoo, visitors dodge stampeding elephants, peer into gaping jaws of a hippopotamus, and pat friendly giraffes. Such thrills are possible at Australia's Hologram Zoo. That's right, no real animals at this zoo, just holograms of what used to be. It features 50 lifelike displays from dinosaurs to gorillas crafted from lasers. Its creators say it's the world's most futuristic animal theme park, using technology that's never been used anywhere else. There's lots of laughs or screaming, but when the 30-meter whale goes by for some reason, everyone goes silent like they're in awe and reverence of such a magnificent creature. And it's digital trickery. They're projecting an object in the air that appears to be real because you walk around it and you're seeing it from all sorts of different angles. They use laser light and we project the objects in the air. They come in the room, they walk through the tunnel, and you pat them just like in the movies. You're seeing an animal in front of you. A hologram shows new depth, quote, depth technology that makes the animals seem big. The moving images are brought to life by a laser projector containing crystals that let simple sunglasses separate fields of light. Crucially, there's a device that knows where everyone in the room is, creating a tailored virtual experience. So yeah, hologram zoos. They're coming to you, a place near you someday. And scientists have created the world's most water-resistant surface. Finnish researchers make liquid-like outer layer from silicon that could revolutionize household tasks. Scientists have created the most water-resistant surface in the world. So what is going on here? Cooking, transportation, optics, and hundreds of other technologies are affected by how water sticks to surfaces or slides off them. An adoption of water-resistant surfaces in the future could improve many household and industrial technologies like plumbing, shipping, and auto industry. The research team created solid silicone surfaces with a liquid-like outer layer. It repels water by making droplets slide off the surface. A highly mobile top coat acts as a lubricant between the product and the water droplets. Of course, we thought we had this before with other water-repelling technology, and those, of course, are forever chemicals and are poisoning us all. So maybe it's good, maybe it's bad. I don't know. We've only got 2 minutes to go, so I want to mention a few other quick things. Amazon trials humanoid robots to free up staff. That's right, the robot revolution is happening. It's trialing humanoid robots in its U.S. warehouse, and the latest sign of the tech giant automating more of its operations. Robots can't form unions. And Elon Musk says X is going to have 2 new premium tiers. That one is the low cost with all features but no reductions in ads, and the other is a more expensive one, but it has no ads. So we'll find out, I guess. What else? We got less than a minute left to go. So I'll just tell you that China is cracking down on stray dogs, and it's causing a public outcry. Fuel loading has begun at Kakrapar 4 in India, so they got a new nuclear plant coming online. And Whitecroft Lighting has supplied LED lighting to the Hinkley Point C nuclear power plant. It's the first nuclear energy lighting contract. The company says that though the contract has developed a new specialist LED lighting solution for nuclear energy. Enjoy the Dubious Goals Committee. Remember, dubious goals apply directly to the forehead. Dubious goals apply directly to the forehead.